got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. And Merry Christmas. And I believe, if I may be wrong, but I think tomorrow is Christmas Eve. And then Wednesday is Christmas Day. What the? Merry Christmas. This year has gone by like 90 going north. And I believe it was a rush to get Donald Trump in. God was trying to save us before it was like absolutely too late. I'm thinking that's why it went by so fast. I could be wrong, but I don't have any other explanation. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-773. 888-77-JESSE. And brand new biblical question. And it is a doozy. I know I've been saying it all the time. Jesse, you said the last one was a doozy. I did, and it was. It was a Mamma Mia doozy. This is a doozy on top of a doozy, doozy, doozy. Brand new biblical question. Do you love your male and female problems? Do you love your male and female problems? That's a good image behind that question, too. Nice. Do you love your male and female problems? Amazing question. We dealt with last week's question yesterday in fellowship. Jesus said, I and my father are one. What does that mean? What does that mean? Check out yesterday's fellowship if you are not watching live or there. And the people who were there, oh, my God. Stay with it, folks. I don't care what happened along the road. Don't deviate. Don't become sidetracked by it. Whatever happened along the road, let it happen. But you stay on that straight and narrow path. It was an amazing fellowship yesterday. Check it out. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. You can podcast if you did not watch it live or you want to rewatch. It was amazing. It was more than two hoops and a holler. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, whatever you're doing, Christmas shopping, setting a lady on fire on the train in New York, and then stepping off and watching her burn to death, and reportedly an illegal alien, and that's how you show your appreciation to America. Or if you are at Walmart and you decide because you want some attention on TikTok and you're putting poison on food to get the attention, you could be listening to the show. You can podcast later once you get arrested, but you could be listening live while you're doing whatever it is you're doing wherever you are around the world. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line. At 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. It's Monday. And for those who might not know, Mondays, we take all calls, but Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. So the carpenter saying that some rainy days and Mondays always get me down. And the anchor baby says that was his... That's his trauma song. Did y'all catch the Anchor Baby on the Roseanne Barr show? The American Anchor Baby on Roseanne Barr show. Check it out. Check it out. If you didn't see it yet, it's amazing. So, a quick reminder. Amazing fellowship yesterday. There's none like it in the whole wide world. And none like it. And to the men and women who were there yesterday and watching it online, or those who may have missed it, you can podcast the show. But I do want to warn you, it's a spiritual battle. And evil within every human being don't want to let go. It does not want to leave your body because in order for it to exist and function, if you call it functioning, it must live in human beings. And human beings have no good in them at all, zero good. You can look up and down the human, up and down, side by side, left and right. You're not going to find any good in human being. And you can say, you know, Jesse, you're wrong. There is good in human beings. And I would say, oh, okay, find it. And you will look and you will not find it. But you can overcome evil with good. Oh, so James said you did not catch the Anchor Baby on Friday on the show. You didn't do your show Friday, Anchor Baby?
This is true.
That's what happens when you do rosé and become too important.
Just too big for my britches.
That's for sure it would have. Bait!
What a mess.
But anyway, evil is running your life. You are not in charge. You have never made one decision in your whole lifetime, and you never will. But because you worship evil, you worship, you think you're God, you think you make decisions. And evil is the same all over the world in every human being. And it makes you do the things, think, and do the things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. And they prevent you from doing the things that you would do that are good. Amazing, huh? Some of you may have heard about this. A car plows through a Christmas party in Christmas market in Germany, somewhere in Germany. I believe it was Magdeburg, Germany. I may be wrong. This is from ABC News. At least five people were killed, including a nine-year-old boy, and hundreds were injured when a car plowed through a Christmas market in Magdeburg, Germany, according to the police. Watch this from ABC News.
Good morning, Gio. Yeah, now we can show you the view right down into that Christmas market, the scene of that attack. The suspect using that car to drive up in this direction, right through this area. You can imagine it would have been packed with families on Friday night. Police saying the attack lasted just 3 minutes. And this morning, a German official confirming the identity of the suspect.
This morning, a sea of tributes to the killed and injured in that horrific car ramming attack in Magdeburg, Germany on Friday night, as we learn new details about the suspected driver. German official confirming to ABC News that 50-year-old Taleb Al-Abdelmohsen, who moved to Germany from Saudi Arabia in 2006, appeared in court on Saturday. In a statement, German police said a judge had placed the suspect in pre-trial detention for the alleged murder of five people, including a nine-year-old boy, as well as multiple accounts of attempted murder and grievous bodily harm. On Saturday, Germany's interior minister saying the suspect had, quote, Islamophobic views, and a local prosecutor confirming a social media account believed to belong to the suspect is a part of the investigation. It includes posts that engage in conspiracy theories and unfounded claims about the German authorities.
Amazing. If that is true, isn't it amazing that white countries allow these people to come into their countries and they turn around and kill them? Think about that. And Germany is messed up with illegal aliens, so I'm told. So I am told, everybody and their mama allowed in that country, and they are doing to the Germans exactly what they are doing to the Americans, killing them in your own land. You let them in, your government let them in, and a lot of you agree with it, and they kill you. Oh, but you feel sorry for the illegal aliens. We're supposed to let them in. That's Christian-like. What a sad, pathetic idea. And this guy reportedly was a doctor, 50-some-year-old doctor, in a country that allowed him to come in, and he showed them, according to this report, appreciation by killing them. Allahu Akbar, people. In the same way that the foreigners are coming into America and doing the same identical thing. But you don't want the borders closed. Joe Biden selling the material to make sure, or trying to make sure the president doesn't close the border. And they are saying that the motive is still unclear. And here's a nurse who was there. Watch this from ABC News.
German officials saying a motive is still unclear, but said the suspect's psychological state is being examined. At the scene of the attack, I met Shirin, a local nurse who was at the Christmas market with her young daughter when that car ploughed through the crowd. She performed CPR on some of the survivors.
We felt the car, it was so fast, it was so... We felt the hate in the car, and then we got outside and saw the car rampage over the hallway, took everything with him.
Amazing. White people are so nice. They are so nice. They set themselves up to be killed. And then they cry. And then they cry. Isn't that amazing? There's no Christianity in that at all. Christianity has been weakened. It's so weak, it has no flavor. It's hard to find a Christian today that has perfect peace. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. It wasn't always that way, though. It is today. The Christians love to feed the hunger and go on TV and promote it. Their greatest joy comes from promoting the fact that they feed the hunger. It ain't about feeding the hunger. It's about getting attention from feeding the hunger. And they call it good. So we have an image of this guy that was allegedly accused of doing this. We have an image, right? Correct. Let's see what it looks like. See, that looked like an Allahu Abba person. A 50-year-old, allegedly a doctor in Germany, and this is what he does. Who do you blame? The Germans for letting him in? Feeling sorry for him? Or the man that committed the crime? Who do you blame? Your husband, you can take it down now. Your husband for beating you? Your wife for beating you? Or you? Who do you blame? He was reportedly wanted by Saudi Arabia on terrorism and human trafficking charges. But Germany gave him asylum and refused to send him back, according to Wikipedia. Let's think about that. According to Wikipedia, this guy was reportedly wanted by Saudi Arabia on terrorism and human trafficking charges. But Germany gave him asylum and refused to send him back. The Saudi Arabia government warned Germany's security authorities three times between November 23 and September 24 as a dangerous potential threat. That's according to Wikipedia. That's exactly what's happening in America right now to the Americans. I saw a story this morning of, I don't think I have it here, but I thought I had it, but I don't. A story where in New York, USA, according to a report, an illegal alien was on one of the trains there in New York, and there was a lady sleeping on the train. And he sat the woman on fire. And then I saw it looked like he stepped off the plane and sat on the train, sat there, watched her burn to death while she was sleeping. And they found out it was an illegal alien. This is from ABC 7. A person of interest is in custody and charges are pending after a woman was set on fire and killed aboard a subway train in Brooklyn on Sunday morning. What's this?
The NYPD tonight is calling cameras now in every subway car a game changer. MTA video taken in an F train at Stillwell Avenue captured the terrifying crime this morning.
It offered detectives immediately answers to questions that they had. What happened?
Officers had seen and smelled smoke and came running over.
What they saw was a person standing inside the train car, fully engulfed in flames.
They got the flames out with a fire extinguisher, but the woman died at the scene. The video also offered clear pictures of the man who had used a lighter to set fire to her clothes while she may have been sleeping and stayed and watched.
We asked the media to broadcast those images far and wide so we could use the viewing public as a force multiplier. And New Yorkers came through again.
A group of high school students spotted the man in the photo on another train and called 911.
Our transit sergeant responded to that location, met with these young high school students, looked inside the train, and saw an individual that he recognized from wanted flyers that we got out earlier.
The suspect was taken into custody. Police say he's a citizen of Guatemala in New York since 2018.
Amazing, huh? Think about this. Smoke on this. I know it's kind of early, but for the drug addict, you can smoke on it. Think about this. Our government, the USA government, allow these people to come in by open the borders wide open and say, come on in. And they're coming in, and they're creating all this type of problem, these type of problems for Americans. And then the same government come back and pretend they're trying to save you from it. It's that same government. It's like your wife beat you up, and now you're all bruised up. And then she come back and want to put alcohol on it to heal the wound. It's a spiritual battle, folks. I never, ever, ever, but never imagined that this could happen in America. I just didn't. I didn't understand human heart at the time, so I just didn't think that this can happen in America. This guy is, according to a report, an illegal alien, set this lady on fire, stepped off the trains, had a seat, and watched her burn to death. And he's just a cool and calm and collected about it. Thank you, government, for what you've done to America. And thank you, voters who voted for the government, because you feel sorry for the people, too. And you voted for them that they may come in and kill you. Amazing, huh? What do you mean, Guatemala, James? Oh. He's been in New York since 2018. He was living in a city-run shelter, that's according to ABC News. And they call him a Guatemala citizen. What the? If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Christ came not to condemn the world, but to overcome the world. You can overcome the world if you want to. Most people love their misery. I hear so many people telling me now they love their hell. They love their misery. So they don't want to overcome. Lacey is a first-time caller out of New Orleans. Lacey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
I mean out of Oklahoma, not New Orleans. Hey, Lacey. My bad.
Hey, Jesse. It's okay. I just wanted to thank you for all your wisdom. I went and forgave my parents about a week ago.
Uh-huh.
Traveled to Mississippi, and I forgave them. And it's kind of crazy because I forgave my dad first, because I told him I needed to talk to him later because I saw him first.
Right.
And he's like, come on, let's go to Sam's. I got to get gas. And so I was like, all right, cool. So I get in the truck with him and we go to get gas. And he, on the way telling him, I'm explaining to him, like, you know, I'm sorry for resenting you growing up because I remember I was really angry with him a lot as a kid. And so I was explaining to him, you know, that I knew that it wasn't, you know, his fault. You know, me hating him, and he taught me the Bible growing up, but as I was growing up, I didn't realize that, you know, what he was telling me, it stuck with me later. You know, I was angry at him for telling me during the time, but I didn't understand why he had so much anger at me, because several times whenever I would do something, you know, my mom would tell him, and he would just overreact, and then he would tell me he was sorry, and it kind of created like this, like, okay, you know the Bible, but how come you're still so angry with me a lot? And it's kind of crazy, because whenever we pulled up at the gas station, Sam's, he has a lot of road rage. It was a rainy day, and as we were pulling in, somebody else pulled into the same pump, and he started cussing them out and threw it in reverse. We spun tires like in the cartoons, and we drifted around Sam's parking lot. And I was like, oh, wow, this is so crazy in real time. Here I am, you know, forgiving you for, like, you know, all this. And it's like, you're getting angry. And he couldn't hear me. So he asked me about it later. And we talked about it again later. And it kind of went on, you know, where he was like, you know, where's this coming from? You know, why? And so I explained, you know, about you and your show and was telling him. And he still couldn't get it. You know, he kept getting kind of angry about it. And I know that he cusses out the people on the news, you know, calls them, you know, damn the Democrats and stuff. And I'm like, you know, they can't help it. You know, you go to church every Sunday, they can't help it. But you still see that, you know, you hate them anyways. And I forgave my mom later that night. I was telling her about it. And I could tell that their anger, I don't know about my dad, where my dad's anger comes from.
His mama.
Because that's what I was wondering. Because I was, my grandma's still alive. But my dad's real dad, he died when he was 3, you know, so I don't know if he you know, he had a stepdad, I think at the age of 5.
That's horrible.
But my real grandpa, he was supposed to be in the Olympics, but he never went. He got lung cancer and died at 25. So that's, you know, and my mom's dad, he wasn't in her life either. And my grandma, on my mom's side, she has 7 husbands, you know, so it's like she never really had a good example growing up, men in and out of her life. And I was just trying to figure out, you know, okay, what happened, you know, with the great grandma, what, you know, with the family, because it's just.
And what did your mother say when you forgave her?
She was calm about it. Actually, she was more calm than my dad, or she understood. I didn't have to explain to her, you know, in detail as my dad. But I don't know. Both of my granddads are also adopted. That's kind of crazy.
Well, man.
So I don't know.
And so how are you feeling
now? If they
were
angry too. Oh, I'm feeling great.
Nice.
I had so much peace. And actually on the way back home, like the 7-hour trip, I was listening to you in your shows. And it's like I understood stuff better or on a deeper level than I did before. Like some of the stuff I knew it resonated with me, what you were telling people, you know, I explained to them fully, unless they questioned it. I didn't notice that. And, but your responses were so much more clear to me, and it just made more sense since I forgave them.
Amazing. Nice. Are you doing the silent prayer now?
Yes, I am. I actually started it a week before I went and forgave them, but I did know that I didn't know if it would completely work because I didn't forgive them yet. But that was my plan when I went there, so.
Amazing. Will you stay with it? Stay with it. Stay with it.
I have one more question. Or I have a question.
Hold on for a minute. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. I got to take a quick break. Back to your calls and Super Chats in a moment. Okay, are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Goldco. Major investment firms are predicting an increase in gold prices for the coming year. Major investment companies are predicting an increase in gold prices for the coming year. But thanks to Goldco, you don't have to worry. You still have time to jump in on it. Isn't that amazing? And Goldco, working along with Jesse Peterson, have a special promo for my listeners. My listeners. So check this out for yourself. Qualified accounts will receive 10% instant match in bonus silver. That's 10% instant match in bonus silver. So go, run, rush, hurry, hurry, hurry. Don't walk to JesseLovesGold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. There's gold in them there heels. So hurry, folks. Don't waste time. Check out Goldco. Merry Christmas, baby. You've sure been good to me. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. You've sure been good to me. Merry Christmas, y'all. Merry Christmas. Let me go back to Lacey. She had a second question. Lacey, go ahead.
Okay. So I've been showing my husband your videos. I don't know how often he's been watching them. I send them to him, but I don't know if he does watch them. He works a lot. I was just wondering, though, how biblically does my husband lead me?
What does that mean, how biblically does my husband lead me?
Like, he doesn't understand that, you know, like how you say, do you obey your husband?
Right.
I believe I do. I don't know if he knows. He don't understand, I guess, that. I know that whenever we go eat or, you know, he can't ever, I'm like, I don't care where we go. You choose. I'm fine with anything.
Right.
I'm like, no, you. And I'm like, even with, we're building our home and we had to get toilets recently. And he was like, okay, there's a sealed, a wax seal that comes in the box with it. Should we use that one or buy a different one? I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to make these decisions. You make them. I don't need the input on everything. I don't. Like, I don't care. But he thinks that I still care. And I'm like, no, I'm straight up. I don't care.
And so your question is what?
I don't know. Like, how does he, I guess, start making, I don't know, decisions on his own, or how does he lead to be the head? I was like, I don't really know either. I just obey what you say. You know, you tell me to pay the car note. You tell me to do this, do that. I do it. But,
You just do what he says?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So your question is what?
How does, I guess that would be it, right? How does he lead me with, I guess, not asking me an opinion on everything?
Why are you concerned about him?
Because it comes up whenever he's, you know, whenever he's off work and we go get more things for the house. And he'll look at me to, like, I guess, confirm every decision or ask my input, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know anything about what you're talking about, like with piping or anything. It's a foreign language to me.
So when he asks, do you just say, I don't know, and leave it alone?
Yeah.
within.
Yep.
And do you judge him for not knowing?
No, I don't.
Or relying on you?
No, I had a question recently, though, listening to your show, like, in my head, like, I wonder why he asked me every time. Like, I don't know. I don't have an answer because I don't know.
Well, all you have to do is say, I don't.
I just want it to work.
All you have to say, if you don't know, just say, I don't know, and then leave it up to him to see what to do. But don't judge him. And you should continue to just work on you. Seek first the kingdom of God in his right way, and everything will be added. So I wouldn't worry about him at all. Take your eyes off him and keep them on you. And there will be times when you will have to speak up to him or whatever, but just don't be angry.
Yeah.
You'll be able to say, you know what, you need to make that decision, but you won't judge him. And just work on you. It's hard, though, when the woman is working on herself and the man is not, or the man is working on himself and the woman is not, because now the good in you will be hated by the anger and the evil in him.
Yeah.
And they will try to destroy you. But if that should start happening, just relax, stay aware, and the Father will guide you into how to deal with that too.
Okay.
But just put your eyes on you and forget about how do I get my husband to biblically guide me. That's dumb. Don't speak that way.
Okay.
You know, that's not normal to speak that way.
Okay. Yeah, because he's when we've read before, I used to be a big Bible thumper, a big one.
Bible
and
thumper.
I realized on your show, I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I dropped that away. And when we were reading through it, he's just like, I don't know how to do this. Like, what does this mean? Like in our real life here examples instead of, you know, the Old Testament stories or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I don't really know either.
Right.
You know, I just trust you and look to you for, you know, decisions and guiding our family in whichever way we go. And I'm like, okay.
Well, you just work on you. And, you know, if you see little things, anger comes up or uncertainty in him, you can point out, you know what, you need to work on yourself. You need to drop the anger, but don't impose, don't force it, and you just become the light. You'll be fine.
Okay.
And stay with the silent prayer and practice being aware so you can come from the imprisonment of your imagination. You will overcome that if you stay with it. You will overcome the thoughts if you stay with it, and you will be
free.
Yeah,
it's been really helpful, the prayer and noticing all the thoughts daily, multiple times a day. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, okay.
Well, stay with it.
Thank you.
Stay with it. I don't care if the whole world turn against you. Fine. If your family turn against you, fine. No matter what, you stay with it and watch those thoughts until they all disappear, and they will, and you'll be fine.
All right.
And don't worry about your husband. You just be an example, and something in you might spark something in him if he see how you're dealing with life, all right?
Okay.
Amazing, Lacey.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Amazing. 888-7753-773. South Carolina. First time caller, Taylor. Taylor, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. It's I'm happy to be here. This is the first time I've ever actually like sit down and listen to your show. My boyfriend was the one who introduced me to you.
Right on.
But but he has been telling me the things that you say, you know, that I need to let go of my anger and I need to forgive and stuff like that. And I was just, and I've been thinking about it and I've been trying to stay more present and stuff like that and control like my thoughts and my emotions because, so little backstory, I'm a single mom. My son is 2 years old and I live at home with my parents or with my mother and my stepfather. My father lives out in Seattle. But I've noticed that most of my anger and my resentment is towards my mother and my father, and I'm working towards having that conversation and like being able to forgive them and everything like that. And but it's just really difficult with my mother. We don't have a good relationship. We never really have. We both are really angry at each other. And it's just, I want to forgive and to let go, but she's a very aggressive woman. And so it's really hard to, you know, I live in the back of the house with my son and she lives in front of the house. We're very separate. I avoid her, honestly, because she's just very aggressive and she's very
you
mean.
Say
and
your
I
mother
want
live,
to forgive her.
You live in the back house from your mother?
So we have when me and all my sisters lived here, we built an addition. And so I live in the addition that we built that's in the back of the house. And then her and my stepfather live up in the front of the house. And there's just like a door that separates us.
So why are you living so close to the person you hate?
I just don't make enough to afford living somewhere where me and my son can survive without, you know, I physically can't afford it in this economy with my son. If I didn't have a son, I could absolutely have my own apartment, but
where's the baby's daddy?
Him and I have not spoken in over a year. We had a very rocky relationship. We were together. We broke up. I found out I was pregnant. He told me that he wanted me to get an abortion, and I chose not to. I chose to keep the baby. And he was kind of there at first, you know, he would kind of pop by. He came to the hospital, watched me give birth, and then left. And I was in the hospital for those 3 days that I was in there. I was in there by myself with my newborn baby. And so it was very difficult. And I also had a lot of resentment towards him for that. And so I didn't want to be the type of woman that made it hard for the father to come see their baby, but he just, I felt like he wasn't taking it seriously. And then that last time we spoke, I was that type of person. You know, he said he had gotten in a bad car accident and he was living in his aunt's house and he had broken his legs. And he was like, do you want to come bring the baby up there? And I was just so angry from the past and holding all that against him that I said no. And we haven't spoken in over a year. And that is another person that I need to reach out to and forgive. And I want my son to have a relationship with his father. I
nice.
Really do. I believe in that importance. I absolutely
and so,
do.
And so your question for me is what?
My question for you really was just like how living with my mother, how I want to forgive her, but it's just so hard because every day, like I said, she's very aggressive. She's very mean. We don't get along. We argue a lot. And so like I keep getting to that point where I want to have that conversation with her, and then she lashes out and she calls me horrible names and she tells me that I'm a bad mother and stuff like that. And it's just, how do I continue to forgive her even though I'm living with her? And I know she's a very bitter woman, and God will have to work really, really hard to get her to let that go. And I just would like your advice on how I can forgive her and let that anger and get that peace of mind while I'm still living with her and dealing with her verbal attacks and stuff like that.
By going to her and say, Mother, I have been resenting you all my life, and I realize now I'm wrong for resenting you because I have the same spirit you have. I become like you, and I can't help
right.
myself with the anger. I'm sorry for resenting you. I know now you could not help yourself. And then walk away and be done with it and never argue with her again. Don't even talk to her anymore and just work on your life. And if when you go to her and if she yell and scream and call you names, you just look at her like you're looking at a bad movie and know that she is yelling. She's in denial, but it has nothing to do with you. You forgive her, and God will forgive you for resenting
Amen.
Her, and he'll make you free. But just let her
Thank
act
you.
Any kind of way she wants. She's just trying to control you by overreacting because she knows you're afraid of her, and she's just using that. So let her act any kind of way. Just say, hey, I just want to say I'm sorry for resenting you. And then because your problem coming from you resented her, not because of what she done to you, but you're unwilling to stop judging her.
Right, right.
And then God, don't ask her for forgiveness. You apologize for resenting her. And then start doing the silent prayer and you'll be fine. Just start working on you and stop arguing with her about anything. Don't have anything to do with her.
All right. Yeah, that is exactly what my boyfriend told me. He's a very avid listener. I'm pretty sure he's listening right now.
Why didn't you do what he told you to do?
Well, him and I we haven't known each other for very long, but I think he feels like this too. It's one of those situations where if you know, you know. And I very much want to spend the rest of my life with him. I was gonna ask your opinion on this because I am a single mom and I have a young son. He's never been married. He doesn't have any kids or anything like that. And I was gonna ask your opinion on what you think about us being together and me having a young son. Because like I said, I really like him and I would love genuinely to spend the rest of my life with him. And I just wanted to know your opinion on that.
I recommend do what you want, of course, but I recommend you not have a boyfriend at this time. Your son does not need another person in his life. He needs his mother and his father. He's only going to want his natural father. And you having a son, you don't have time to be trying to work on a relationship or anything else. You need to work on you so you can be there the right way for your son. You don't need a boyfriend at this time.
Right. Okay.
And that doesn't mean you guys can't be friends or he can't trying to point the way for you to overcome your hell, but you don't need a boyfriend. You're busy enough trying to get your life together.
Yeah, I am. I am a very busy person. You are right. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
And then I recommend you find a better job that pays more money so you can eventually get away from your mother.
Right.
Because
she
will destroy your son.
Yes. Yes, she will.
But you got to forgive her so God can forgive you and he will free you because he will take away the anger from your heart. Anger is evil. And anyone who has anger is a murderer. They cannot be trusted. And so you got to clear that up in your own heart by realizing your mother cannot help herself and forgive her and stop arguing with her. Never argue with her or anyone else again. Don't argue with the devil in your imagination, and don't argue with the devil in other people.
Right. Okay. I will do that. Thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
You're welcome. So start working on yourself. You have work to do.
I do. I got a lot of work to do, for sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Of course, of course. Thank you.
Where's your father?
My father, he lives in Seattle. So my parents, my biological parents, they separated when I was 10.
Okay.
And so he's been living out there for the past decade. He comes and he's actually supposed to fly out in March. So he'll fly out every couple of years and come see the grandkids and come see us, and we'll hang out with him for
and
like
when
a week.
You and ask him, when you ask him why didn't he protect you from your mother, what did he say?
When we talk about him and my mother's divorce, he's always like, oh, I'll always have love for your mother. I couldn't live with her anymore. Because like I said, she's bitter and she's angry and she's very aggressive.
So you know he loved you then, right? When he left your mother. He didn't leave you.
Yes. Oh, okay. And that is something that I've had to work towards. I didn't like that he left. And I remember the last time he came out here, we were having this conversation or something. And I can't remember what really led up to it, but I was like, but you're the one who left. And he was like, don't say that. Don't say that. And I get it now that he didn't leave me. He left my mom. It hurt the most that he moved to the other side of the country. You know, that was what really stuck with me the most because, you know, we don't ever get to see him and he's never really there.
Well, make sure you have a real conversation with him and forgive him as well because he couldn't deal with your mother. Your mother is just like his mother, and he was never able to deal with his mother, so he ended up marrying his mother. You marry what you hate, right? And and so he just didn't know how to deal with her. He loved you, but he didn't know how to deal with your mother.
Yeah, for sure. My mother is difficult to deal with, and I totally understand why he left it. And you're right, his mother was crazy. She she ended up dying. She died in prison because she murdered her third husband.
You know?
That's his mother. Yeah. So, you know, he's definitely got the my paternal grandmother, she died in prison because she murdered her third husband. She like hit him over the head with a lamp and wrapped him up in a comforter and stuck him in the closet.
Sounds like a movie.
Yeah, my life is definitely like a movie. I got some crazy stories for
but
sure.
But if you forgive your mother and your father, don't hold anything against yourself, you are going to have perfect peace if you stay with it, all right?
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. That is the goal, is perfect peace.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
I will, for sure. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle, and it's in every human being, and you're dumb to think it's physical. It's spiritual. It's not about the color. It's not about male or female. It's about good versus evil. What you going to do? What you going to do when evil come for you? 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hank.
Rumble on Rumble.
You gotta know how to rumble.
Urinal Chill says, Jesse, you should sell raffle tickets for your viewers to be on the Fallen State.
That's a good idea.
Isn't that fancy?
I'll smoke on it. Thank you.
Franca and Catherine bought 33 coffees.
Right on. Thank you. Thanks for the support.
Jesse, thanks to your powerful message, our household is now at peace, seeing light in the darkness. We are humbled and willing to follow the guidance of the man in the house who is the one who found you first. May God continue to bless you and your experts, quote unquote. We are forever grateful. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It only gets better if you stay with it. Do not stop. Don't give up. Don't let anyone cause you to walk away from it, because the devil will send people to you to try to convince you, oh, it ain't working. Oh, this and that and that. Go this way. Don't do it. You stay with it. A Merry Christmas. Thank you for your support.
Carla C. says, Jesse, please give a clear meaning of forgiveness.
Not hating. Amazing. Don't hate when you don't have anger. You're of forgiveness. When you overcome anger. When you don't have hate, you have love. Amazing. Thank you.
Paul on Cash App. No message.
Thank you, Paul on Cash App.
We are the people of America, says Jesse. What are you doing, man? Do not lie to children. This is a sin. This is from church yesterday. I'm not casting stones. I'm shedding light. I'll pray for you.
Well, about 7 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had a very interesting discussion with a young kid yesterday about Santa. Thank you. And Santa does exist. I still believe Santa exists. Amazing. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Expectant Harvest says, this is when I first became angry, learning my mother and all adults were liars, telling us there was a nasty, fat, old stranger who wanted we were to sit on his lap. It was grotesque. The trauma is from believing lies that Santa, a pedophile, is real.
Amazing. I don't know so many people hate Santa.
Trauma.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Drop your anger. Forgive Santa. He didn't have anything to do with your parents. Thank you.
Kenny Land saying, doing that early on in a child's life will literally teach them no one is to be trusted, especially the people you love.
Wow. That's crazy to me. We were taught Santa existed. We had to go to sleep before midnight on Christmas Eve. We woke up the next morning, early in the morning, and we had presents under the tree, and no one was traumatized. When did people start to become traumatized by Santa?
I don't know.
Is this real? Are they joking? These people joking?
They don't seem like they're joking.
How did people become traumatized by believing Santa?
I don't know. I'd never heard of this either.
I think it's a joke.
Well, no, I don't think so. All kinds of people have all kinds of different issues and hang-ups.
Yeah, that's true. But not Santa.
Depends on how you do it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's move on.
Thank you. Amazing.
777 Sunny Days on IG. Love Jesse, but he's a heretic. Aha. Poor guy doesn't believe Jesus is God. Cool guy, though.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pablo, nice. Five Coffees, congrats on the amazing year. An amazing year. It went by fast.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. And you're right. It went by like 90 going, like 90 going north. Amazing. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Vincent bought three coffees. Jesse, I know you're very logical. What you say is the truth because I can see it for myself, but I'm confused how you can't see that Earth is a stationary plane. Outer space is not real. It's only CGI. You've never seen a real picture of space, even though all the planets are named after fake gods. Think about it. We are mainly water. He pulled it out. Which is the ocean and all observable fact. Water is to be contained. And he goes on and on and on and on and on. This is not a very pithy three coffees, but thank you for your three coffees, Vincent. I'll make sure he sees it.
I rest my case, Vincent. Look how the world is turning. As the world turns, does that look flat to you? Does that look flat, Vincent?
Looks like a ball to me.
And a ball to me, too.
I remember Sean, your producer, flattened that ball.
And Sean is a flat earther, right?
Indeed he is.
But he gave me a round earth.
Well, that was actually sent by a flat earth listener.
Oh, this didn't come from Sean?
For Sean, yeah. It was sent to Sean by a show Sugino.
I don't see any flatness anywhere. Amazing. Thank you.
Vincent bought another coffee. But I know what the earth is not what you need to know to be saved. But it is cool to know where you live and not believe in a fantasy world that's only real in their imagination, says Vincent.
It's interesting to me that there's a debate between human beings about whether the earth is flat around or not. Did we go past the break or something?
No, yes. Yes, we definitely did.
And Nick sleeping at the at the wheel?
He's asleep.
Nick, what's wrong with you? You was on Roseanne Barr show. My friend Roseanne Barr, now you don't want to do right.
Now nothing matters.
He doesn't want to make the machine work over there. What a mess. Thank you all. I got to take a break. Back to the calls and the super chat when I come back. A quick break. Hate news, not the fake news. And almost trying to come back now. Amazing. Back in a moment.
It's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Monday, December 23rd. I call it Christmas Adam. AD 2024. Corny, I know. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. It is Female Monday. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network is promoting the fact that drivers nationwide are getting a supposedly welcome gift this holiday season. Cheaper gasoline. And by cheaper, they still mean out of their minds expensive. It's only cheap compared to 2021 or something like that, or 2020 during the scamdemic. So it's not really even cheap. Thanks a lot, Joe Biden, Obama, whoever's running the show, the administration. But anyway, it is, expected gas prices will be $3.01 a gallon nationally for gasoline in America. It was $3.10 last year and Christmas Day record high of $3.26 in 2021. What a mess. That subway killing. A woman was killed in a New York subway Sunday morning after a man set her clothes on fire with a lighter. Authorities called it a brutal murder and an example of depraved behavior. They don't mention that he was illegal. They don't seem to admit that they're illegal. Fox News reported that he was indeed an illegal alien. It's a big mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. My bad for being late. My bad. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. Do you love your male and female problems? Do you love your male and female problems? Amazing question. It's like an amazing question. You can get involved by calling, oh, I said that, I think, but 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, setting fires, moving into, you're a homeless person, homeless people are a mess, you're a squatter or whatever, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast. When you squat in someone else's house, you can turn their TV on and then you, so you can podcast the show later. But in the meantime, you can be listening on your iPhone because squatters do have phones. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world, no matter where you are, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the second hour of the show on Monday already. And every Monday is and will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I do believe we shall overcome someday. We shall overcome. What a mess! I want to give you this quick story that's going to blow your mind. Get ready. I want my America back. I really do. But reality is, and I have accepted reality, my America is never coming back. It's not coming back. Now, I can live in my America and have perfect peace, but my America is never coming back. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. We have gotten to a point in my America that you can buy a home, you can own a home, you can move out of your home to have it redone over or fixing it up for rent or whatever. And while you are out of your home, a homeless person can move in to your home and claim ownership. And you will have to go to court and you will have to pay all your money to try to get a homeless person out of your home in the United States of America. The inmates are truly running the insane asylum. in the United States of America. And even worse than that, you can possibly be jailed trying to get your house back or whatever. You could be jailed in the United States of America. WSB TV is reporting a Clayton County, Georgia homeowner ended up in jail, charged with criminal trespass after trying to move back into her home occupied by an alleged squatter. Watch this from WSB TV.
George, the Clayton County homeowner says she showed up to the house because she thought the alleged squatter had finally moved out after losing a court judgment. Instead, the Clayton Sheriff's Department says that homeowner performed an illegal eviction.
They've been squatting, and that they really and if they have to get somebody killed, they'll
calm
do
down,
it.
Calm down.
From Clayton County Sheriff's body camera, you can see the homeowner, Lalitha Hale, taken away to jail. Not the alleged squatter at this Livingston Drive home.
She's going to be charged with criminal damage to property for all of your belongings. Criminal trespass as well for her coming in here.
I spent the night on a mat, on a concrete floor, in deplorable conditions, while this woman, this squatter, slept in my home.
Lalitha Hale says this all started back in August when she called police after finding Sakemia Johnson in the house.
How can she not be a squatter when I don't know this person? I've never had any type of contractual relationship with this person.
But a Clayton County magistrate judge ruled under the new Squatter Reform Act, Sakemia Johnson did not qualify as a squatter because she is related to a previous evicted tenant's partner.
Isn't that amazing? In the United States of America, the homeowner, the one that spent her money to get the house, to buy the house, end up going to jail because some lazy bum squatter person, according to a report, moved into her house. Did you ever imagine that happening in the United States of America? According to WSB TV, the homeowner thought the alleged squatter moved out after losing a month-long court battle. Watch this.
I was written a citation about a lawful squatter, a judge signed an order denying that I wasn't a squatter.
That started a multi-month court battle, filings and appeals. Johnson even filed for bankruptcy, listing Lalitha Hale as her only creditor. But November 18th, a magistrate judge ordered a final judgment in Hale's favor. Hale says she thought Johnson moved out.
Returned on Monday to start painting, and she had broken the locks. Wow. And re-entered my property.
She just pulled up out of nowhere, and she had this guy with him, and I locked the door. I locked the screen door, and he forced himself in, telling us to get out.
Hale admits she is still waiting on a signed writ of possession, meaning she has no legal right to evict.
We have to be notified of this. A writ has to be served, and we have to be involved in that for it to be a legitimate eviction.
Isn't that amazing? This lady, according to this report, is fighting to get a fat squatter out of her house. The squatter not even hungry. The squatter is fat. So the squatter not even hungry. Where does the squatter get money from to buy food? Did the squatter eat up all the food in the lady's refrigerator or something? And this squatter arguing about these people trying to get her out of this woman's house. Isn't that amazing? And she black. She black. My country is gone. Who would have thought? Isn't it like your home is your own domain or something like that? I thought of, you know, one thing I realized is that in America, the homeless people are some of the worst evil, nasty, inconsiderate, spoiled, funky human beings you ever want to meet. And America has made them that way by giving them money on the freeway, by having these laws passed to get them free stuff, build these amazing apartments to move them in while you pay for it. And the government smile when they cut ribbons for the homeless as though they're doing something good. And some of the voters applaud. I know people. I have friends who own apartment buildings. And whenever they have to go into these apartment buildings to, when you know, old tenants move out and they go in to try to fix it, the squatters are moving in. Now they have to hire security guards and all that kind of spending extra money because the government is on the side of the squatter, on the side of the loser. Last report on this, during the arrest, a deputy told the homeowner to look at things from the alleged squatter point of view. Watch this.
Hi there, it's Justin Gray with Channel 2.
No one answered at the home when we knocked. The sheriff's deputy can be heard on body camera telling Hale to think of things from the alleged squatter's point of view.
But just think of it from this perspective, though. Everybody isn't as fortunate as you to have a bed. No, I'm just saying, a bed, the little things.
To see that woman walk into my mom's house while I was in the police car, something is wrong with this picture.
Yeah.
Something is inherently wrong with this picture.
That's a dumb police officer telling that woman that. You got to see it from the squatter part of you. What? No. She had no mattress like you to live. The squatter didn't have anything, so she might as well take your home away from you. What's wrong with you, America? What's the matter? Where did things go wrong? What's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter with you? Where did things go wrong? I really want to know. I want to know what's the matter with you. You know you're doing something wrong. Sorry, I didn't mean no harm. Cops said the woman was simply fortunate. And the anchor baby goes on to say, how about she's not a fat, lazy squatter? That woman should have told the police officer that was saying that, why don't you let her move in your house? Let her move and live with you, Mr. Fortunate police officer. I want my American back. 888-7. It's not coming back. I'm saying I want it, but I don't because I know it's not coming back, so want for nothing. Only want what's right. You only have one want. Oh, you sure? To want what's right, the truth, the light, with all your heart, your soul, and your might. And you'll be fine. Let me go. Is it Mimi? Out of Georgia. Mimi, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Mimi.
I just wanted to say Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Have you been naughty or nice?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I haven't worked on myself as much as I should.
Naughty.
So I would have to say. Yes, I would agree.
And why not? Why not, Mimi?
You know, I just realized recently that
Mimi from church.
Yes.
Oh, yes. My God. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
I can't believe you. Well, hello and Merry Christmas first.
Hi, Jesse.
I can't believe you're telling me you have not been working on yourself. I told you not to move to Georgia.
I... did. You did. You know, and it's funny because in the last week, when everything just kind of like didn't work out the way I had envisioned it to work out.
Yeah.
I realized, though, that I was turning really angry and just nasty. And I was the person that was, it was everybody else's fault. It was somebody else's fault.
Right.
And I kind of realized I had been doing that for a long, long time. And going back, that's what my mother used to do.
Yeah.
It was always someone else's fault.
Yeah.
It was always somebody to blame, which then turns you into a victim. And I always thought I wasn't a victim, but I see now that that wasn't true.
Absolutely. You're right about that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So and here I am in Georgia.
You know, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this, but it's true. So yesterday morning, I was on my way to fellowship.
Uh-huh.
And in my mind, I thought, it'll be amazing if I walk in there and Mimi shows up. I can't. I did. I'm like, it just crossed my mind. I let it pass. But for some reason, I was like, it's amazing that Mimi shows up for church.
Well, that was probably you feeling my spirit because I don't know why, but my YouTube was pulling up old episodes and I was listening to one of your old episodes and you had mentioned that it doesn't matter where you go if you're still in hell.
Yes.
And your misery will find you or it will follow you everywhere. And I was like, dang it, that's crazy.
You know, that's one thing I realized that human beings don't realize. Their problems are with them, and they are inside of them. And moving to a new location is not going to solve that at all. You can get married. You can make buku money. You can move to an amazing place. But the problem is still going to be with you, inside of you, until you overcome them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think one of the reasons why it was difficult for me to work on me is because I had somebody in my life now that just had these standards of what the woman in a relationship should do, which I also believed, but then I just got busy working on that and not on me. No excuses.
Right.
Well, kind of, but I just got busy being busy with that.
Amazing.
And it wasn't until I started to see that I was being really, really mean and nasty and rude to him and putting it off all on him. Like, I would be in my head all the time. And then when we interacted, I would just spew out all of this yuckiness because I just was angry that I felt like he was taking me away from working on myself. He had no idea any of this was going on.
Right.
So he would just be so surprised every time I was just super mean and just gross. And I just had to finally, I don't know, he said something and finally I just had to be like, why am I looking at him all the time?
Yeah.
Why am I never looking at myself?
Amazing.
So,
and
yeah,
and so what you going to do now?
I don't know. I mean, I do know, but I don't. No, and I do. I think that, I don't know. I mean, I just don't want to physically say it, but I just know that it's hard because I don't want to say it, but I don't know if it's going to work. But what does that mean?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got.
And so how about going back to working on you and seeing what happens?
No, that's a good idea. I don't know why. I don't even know why I didn't think. Because, you know, one of the things that you remember, one of the things for me is I'm an all or nothing kind of person.
Right.
And it's like, if it's not black, it's got to be white. You know, if it's not, you know, if the glass isn't all the way full, then it's all the way empty. And so it kind of stops me from doing anything because I'm like, I'm not going to get it all done. It's not going to go all the way here or all the way there. So I might as well not even start it. And I'm learning to stop doing that. I don't know. In this last week, it's just been, you know, but I talked to some of the ladies from Fellowship consistently, and it just, it really kind of reminds me or anchors me to all of the work that is already done.
Yes.
Don't know why I'm getting emotional, because you know me, I've been really good about not getting emotional, but So
all you got to do right now is go back to working on you. Forget about what has happened, because what has happened is done. It's over. It doesn't exist anywhere but in your mind. And that's your deceiver. The deceiver is trying to remind you of the past, but it's an illusion. Just go back to the silent prayer and start working on you and see what happens for you.
Okay.
And don't expect things to go right with this guy or anything else. Don't expect that it will or that it won't. You just start back to work on you. Can you hold on for 1 minute?
Of course.
Hold on. 888-775. Mimi is on. What the? Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, folks, welcome back. Merry Christmas. The sale, the Bond merch sale is still on for the rest of December. Bond holiday sale, 15% off on all merch this month. All right, so check it out, rebuilderdemand.com/store. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And after Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black, at 11 a.m. this morning. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And a brand new episode of Punchin' TV. Watch this.
You are weak to a woman. That's what we know about.
I definitely don't agree that you have to be successful at everything you do.
Do you think that family is success?
I think that people have family that is not successful.
Family just means you are weak to a woman. That's what we know about you.
Right.
Like, we don't know much, but we know that.
I feel like family can be successful if you can bring all your family to Christ.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a 9 or a 10.
Okay.
A gorgeous, perfect person is an 8.
God have mercy upon us.
What do you say when you say you see a 10?
I just say,
fine.
How do y'all see the Kardashians? I just want to...
It's not supposed to be that firm, my friend. It's not supposed to feel like that.
We're not talking about that.
You gotta grow up.
Derek's too young to know the magic of plastic surgery and makeup.
I mean, hey, I'm not against it, but it helps.
Kim is a striking beauty. She before and after, she was a 10. But, it was... there is some weird exaggeration stuff going on that I don't like. Like excess. I'm not black.
Now you don't have to watch it. You just watch the whole show. That was funny. At 2 p.m. today, the punchy.tv on YouTube and PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. Amazing. That is funny. I have not seen that one. Amazing. Let me go back to Mimi. Mimi from Georgia. Mimi, do you understand that all you got to do is just go back to the becoming present, working on you?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, something kind of just hit me in the last week that all of my problems are inside of me.
Yeah.
And yeah. So but Georgia is very, 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 very beautiful.
So you like Georgia itself, huh?
It's gorgeous. It's just so pretty. It's so clean. It's just really, really picturesque coming from somebody from California, and just the land and the space. It's just really pretty out here.
Yeah, it is. I at one time I thought I was going to live in Georgia had I not moved to California, but once I moved to LA, I was stuck.
I have been missing LA recently, which is hilarious because I never thought that day would come.
Well, I and others definitely miss you around here, and you have been missing some of the most amazing women form I've ever seen. It's been it's been like off the chain.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I was listening to some of the fellowships recently, and I just was like, "Wow, it is getting deep."
Yeah. So, God is with us. Do you know that Diane moved to Abu?
San Diego.
Yeah, Abu moved.
Yes, I talk to her, maybe her and Christy. I talk to them once a month.
Oh, nice.
Just about. Yeah.
Right. She moved.
We've been even thinking about doing a podcast, which is funny, but maybe God is always working.
That's right. Amazing. You have made my day.
Thank you, Jesse. You made mine. I can't even believe I'm talking to you.
I can't believe I'm talking to you. What the?
Yeah. It's really good to hear your voice.
Well, hopefully one day you'll get back, at least visit in L.A.
For sure. Absolutely.
Well, you stay with it. Just go back to the prayer, the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts. And you're going to realize you haven't missed a step. You just ran into a bump along the road, this journey. Okay. You just ran into a bump. But don't let Satan tell you, oh, it's over, not going to work, you lost now. Don't go back to the prayer. It's a waste of time. It's not true. God is not judging you at all. He realized you got distracted along this journey. Just jump back on it by being aware, and you'll be fine.
Aw, thank you, Jesse. So simple yet so complex.
Yeah, and that's how devil even want it to appear complex, but it's very, very simple.
Okay.
Amazing. I can't believe you called. What the?
I know. And I will definitely have to call again. And like you said, I have to visit in the new year.
My last memory of you is the last Sunday when you were here, I looked out the window as you were going to your car and putting your stuff in the trunk. I'm like, there she go.
Oh,
You had a carload of stuff on your way somewhere.
Yes, I made it. I'm in Georgia for sure.
Right on. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. Make sure you call again. Yeah. And just get back on track. That's all you do. Go back to the silent prayer. Pay no attention to what the devil telling you in your mind about what did or is happening. Just pay no attention to that. Get back on track by being aware, and you're fine. It's all as well.
Okay. All right. Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Jesse.
Right on. You too. Amazing.
Thank you.
Right now.
Okay. Bye.
That one, Mimi. What the? Lord, have mercy. Elizabeth is the first time caller out of Rhode Island. Elizabeth, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Buenos días, Jesse. Dímelo, ¿qué lo que?
Maravilla. Hola. Sí, señor. Gracias.
Just want to wish you Merry Christmas. My husband has been listening to you for, I think, over 2 years. And I've been listening to you for over a year, and it's made some amazing changes in our lives. And we are both working on ourselves,
right on.
Doing the silent prayer. Even our son is doing the silent prayer.
Right on.
And just, you know, living each day in the present and not bringing up the past or thinking too much forward in the future, but just enjoying each day.
Wow. Merry Christmas to you and your family, too. And if you stay with it, and I want to encourage you to stay with it. Matter of fact, our theme for this coming year is to practice staying present. That's all you really need to do, and everything else will be worked out. So stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you have not seen anything yet. It gets better.
And I've noticed, too, when I am present, that sometimes those voices want to come in, you know, bringing up stuff from the past.
Yeah,
and
yep.
Now I can just see it, and I recognize it, and I dismiss it. You know, I don't have to entertain it. But once you realize it, then that's when you really start working on yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All you got to do is realize it. Pay attention to those thoughts. And once you start paying attention to them, you will see that they will not control you at all. And you will get to a point where you will catch them to the point that you won't become emotional. You won't become angry about anything. You won't become sad about anything, because you can't have the emotions unless you have the thoughts first.
I've noticed that, where things have happened and people are like, aren't you angry or upset about that? And I'm like, actually, I don't feel anything about it. Like, my past me would have been angry, would have wanted to confront someone about certain things. But now I just, like you say, drop the anger and let it go.
Absolutely.
It's not worth losing your peace at all.
There was a young man at fellowship yesterday, and he said he believed that if you let anger go, something like, I don't remember exactly how he said it, that you would be weak. He thought he would be weak and defenseless or something like that if you let anger go. But I told him that anger is your weakness. Anyone that has anger is weak, because you can
and
make
you
them feel
speak.
A certain way. Yeah. You can make them feel good, or you can make them feel bad. You control angry people. That's why the government want Americans to be angry, because when you're angry, they control you.
Exactly. I'm with you right there.
Amazing.
Ooh, and one more thing. I'm making a sweet potato pie, so I've been starting to make those, and
nice.
The whole family agrees, yes, that it is better than pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is a fake.
Pumpkin pie is a fake.
Right.
I got everything ready. I'm going to be making one either tonight or tomorrow for Christmas. So
I can taste it now. Amazing. Well, Merry Christmas, and I wish you and your family well. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse. Bendiciones to you and your whole team. Merry Christmas.
Right on. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Daniel from South Carolina. Daniel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good to hear you again.
Hey, Daniel. Merry Christmas.
I called you years ago, dude. Years ago. Like 5 years ago? Yeah.
Time go by really fast.
Yeah, Dad, you gave me advice about this girlfriend I had, and you told me to dump her so fast it'd make her head swim, and I didn't, and I regretted it.
See, I rest my case. And why? Why you didn't dump her? Why didn't you dump her?
Oh, I wanted her too bad. Wanted her.
Yeah. She was your god.
Oh yeah, she was. Not anymore. So my girlfriend just called you earlier, Taylor.
Oh, Taylor from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh Lord.
Yeah, you told her to dump me. What's wrong with you, man?
Well,
I had to call in. Well, I said, I got to talk to Jesse about this one.
Right on. Well, I told her it's up to her or you, both of you, what you do. But she has a child already. She's having problems with her mother, her situation, living situation. Children do not like step-parents. And why do you want to... You're jumping out of the frying pan into the fire.
I'm sorry? Oh, into the frying pan, into the fire?
Yeah. Why do you want to get involved with someone that already has a child?
I don't really want to get involved, honestly. I've just been taking it a day at a time. I don't usually go for women that have kids. That's usually like a never. That's usually like a no-go.
Right.
But it just kind of happened. So, and she just seemed decent. And when I say decent, I know nobody's good, right? Everybody's screwed up.
Right.
But she seems very willing, willing to obey, if there was a good woman, she'd be close, but she just needs to forgive and drop her anger. And once she drops her anger, she'd be fine. And then other than having a son, but him being so young, I didn't know if that changed it any. Because I'm not trying to come in between the father and her. And I told her she needs to tell the father that he can see him.
I like the fact that you're pointing the right way for her. You know, you tell him to forgive, return to God. And that's good that you're being that example, but... To get involved emotionally like that is not good for you or her or the child. And I wanted you to think about this. She said she's starting to work on herself, and I believe that. But you're getting involved with a woman who already has problems. And as you become closer to her emotionally, those problems are going to come out of her. They are only get worse, and you're not going to be able to handle those either. Because it's like buying a used car that already has problems. Why don't you just seek the kingdom of God and allow him to add a woman onto you if need be?
I'm fine with that. I'm for that. I'm not against that.
Right. But God is not going to give you a woman that already has a child who's still angry. And even though she says she's going to start forgiving, working on herself, but he's not going to give you a woman that's already screwed up.
How's that? All women are screwed up.
No. You're right in that they all are, but there are some who are starting to work on themselves.
Okay.
But you could. I'm not telling y'all to break up. You could stay with her if you want.
What's the point?
Of
what? Waste of time.
What's the point of what?
What's the point of dating if you're not going to be married? That doesn't make sense.
You want to marry her?
I don't got time to play. I'm 29 years. I'm about to be 29 years old, man. I can't.
You about to be 29?
Yeah, I'm 28 right now.
But you're so young.
Man, once I hit 30, I'm thinking about taking myself out. I think I got about a year.
Take yourself out where?
Out back.
What do you mean? Out to her house?
Suicide.
Oh, suicide.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying I'm getting old. Anyway.
But you're just 28 years old, man. What the?
But seriously, so that's really what I wanted to ask. What's the point? Because I don't see a point of... I want to do the right thing, and I'm not, as I said, I'm not sure. I asked my father about it. He's a Christian, a preacher, and was a missionary and stuff. And he said that it's not necessarily disqualifying, but from what I know, it usually is, but I didn't know. I wasn't sure.
What's the question? What's the point about what?
I was asking about, what's the point of continuing to date her if it's the wrong thing?
Well, it's not wrong. You should.
Because you said just you could still date, but that doesn't make sense to me. What's the point?
You can date just so you can learn how to deal with women in the right way. You can date. Maybe we'll end up you getting married, but just don't date with any ideas in your head. Don't date with the idea, this is my wife, or I'm looking to see. Just have no plan and have a way to see. So since you guys are already dating, let's say you decide you want to still date her, right? But don't date her with any plans in your mind. And that way, if you end up getting married, it'll be fine. And if you don't, it'll be fine. But if you date her with ideas and plan in your mind of what you think you want, you're going to be disappointed one way or another.
I understand that. I do approach it that way. Yeah. I would be fine either way, but I just don't.
So just date her. If you want to still see her, date her, do it in that way for now and see what happens. But don't have any plan in your head about marrying her or not marrying her.
No, I don't have a plan. Other than the practical plan that when you date somebody, you date for marriage. That's the only, I'm not all into it like that, if that makes sense. But it is, I mean, I talked about that the first, like, couple of days I met her. But I talked about, what I want. And when I say what I want, I mean, eventually, what the purpose is. Not like I want it, like I need it in that way.
She definitely has to work on herself right now. She got a lot of stuff to deal with and overcome because she is a single mother living with her mother, and they're not getting along, so she's angry, and she didn't do it. But I got to run down. Here's what I recommend. Do what you want to do in this situation. And again, if you continue to date her, don't date her with the idea of married or not married. Have a way
to
see.
So is it wrong?
No, it's not wrong nor right.
Okay, because I was just thinking about it in the, what was I going to say? I just lost my train of thought. I feel like you.
you black. But yeah, it's neither right nor wrong, Dan. You're just a girl. You're dating right now and see what happens.
Okay, so I can just do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I have told her before that I'm not going to marry her while she's angry. I have told her that, and she understands that.
Right on.
So I don't want it so much where I'm going to overlook that, you know.
Right on. Well, don't tell her you're not going to marry her while she's angry, because now she can pretend that she's not angry.
She can't pretend. She can't pretend. I see that from a mile away, bro.
Right on.
I'll let you.
All
right. Hey, good to hear from you again, and thanks for taking my call, man.
Right on. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go to New Jersey and talk to the first-time caller. Is it Mina? Mina.
Yes, Mina. Thanks, Jesse.
Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Jesse. I want to say Merry Christmas, and I've been a big fan for a while. I've watched your clips and your podcast. I think you're a really positive influence. And I wanted to bring a societal concern to you and ask you how we can make it better, potentially.
Merry Christmas, first of all. Thank you, and okay, go ahead.
All right, so my family comes from Egypt. We're a Coptic Christian. I'm an American, born and raised. I love this great country. And I saw you tweeting something about this, and it looks like you have a similar perspective as I do. So the divide between the whites and the Jews, I think, is becoming very destructive for our future. I see a lot of them fighting online. The whites are blaming the Jews for many things, and the Jews, they're fighting back. And I think that they're both shining examples of how minorities like me and you should, strive for success in this country. And I think, they've been steering us the right way, but, the way that things are going right now, a lot of infighting. I saw your tweet about an influence in the Jews, and I saw you get a lot of backlash on that. And I wanted to know, how can us as minorities who respect both of them for being very successful and always guiding us in the right way for so long, how can we, advise them that they need to work together and come together and not spew hatred?
Well, there is nothing that you or I can do about that, and so we shouldn't even try. But we could be an example of what, you know, love, meaning that not to hate anyone or be angry at anyone. And then some might see that and most won't, because most people love their anger and they love blaming and feeling like victim. And there's nothing you can do about that but let them suffer. And you just be an example of love. We are, as human beings, we are supposed to love all. We are supposed to love our enemies. And it's unfortunate that white people, some white people are jumping on board and started to blame the Jews for their failure. It's truly unfortunate. But that's what happened. And most people, they love their misery. So you just be of love, meaning don't hate. Don't hate either side. Don't take sides. And somebody will see that in you. One person may see it, and you can point them in the right way. So there's nothing else you can do about it but let them suffer.
Okay, yeah, that's great advice, Jesse. You know, I appreciate that, and you're right. You know, hatred makes you weak. I see you talk about it a lot.
Yeah, it does.
And, you know, anger takes control of you in the right way. You know, like you said, you can't change them if they don't want to be changed. You're just, you know, be an example that maybe they can follow.
That's right, man. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
On this side of heaven, I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Some serious mess going on in the world. Such as the Starbucks strike. Is Anchor Baby going to cover that? Death row sentences taken away, except for the whites. Except for the whites. The white mass murderers. And a Muslim mass murderer guy. And a major TSA violation. TSA is a violation, in my opinion. 70% of buildings are sinking in Sunny Isles Beach, Florida. Remember where that had that partial collapse and it killed 98 people? Terrible. There's a major attack on Justice Clarence Thomas and Alito, by the way. Give me a break. And drones are a growing issue around the military bases. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, almost Christmas Eve, guys. December 23rd, 2024. There is one line open. You can call in to get on hold, to get on air with JLP right now. During Hake News, Not Fake News. And he'll get back to you. By the way, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and I have a guest co-host with me today, Big Bump. Big Bump will be joining me. And then after that, Joelle Friday TV, and then Punchy TV, and then American Anchor, baby. We're live today and tomorrow, okay? Today and tomorrow. And then after that, we're gone Christmas Day through New Year's Day. No radio shows, Christmas Day through New Year's Day. We will have church on Sunday, though. Nice. Starbucks strike. A strike began last week against Starbucks. Reached 9 states on Sunday per the far-left lame-o union representing the workers, so-called. The Starbucks Workers United said baristas in Missouri, New Jersey, New York began their strike Sunday after locations in Colorado, Ohio, and Pennsylvania had joined the strike Saturday. So-called workers walked off the job on Friday in Chicago, Illinois, and Seattle, where I don't know how to count with my fingers, where Starbucks is headquartered in Seattle, by the way, and opened its first location in Seattle. The union said the strike could reach hundreds of stores by Christmas Eve, though they have thousands of stores, so whatever. Could be a small portion of the more than 10,000 company-operated stores. Wow. Anyway, Crooked Joe announced today he's taking 37 people off federal death row to serve out life sentences behind bars rather than await the death penalty. a decision that leaves only three federal prisoners awaiting execution when President-elect Donald J. Trump takes office next month and brings back executing people, probably. Biden did not commute the sentences of three whose crimes included mass shootings or acts of terrorism. Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, one of the brothers for the deadly Boston Marathon bombing, 2013. Dylan Roof, that white nationalist who massacred nine people at the historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina, 2015. And Robert Bowers, who killed 11 so-called worshipers at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018. So he's keeping the whites and the white Muslim on death row only. And also those would be too controversial to save, huh? The majority of the 37-year-old individuals whose death row sentences were commuted were convicted for less high-profile crimes, such as murders tied to drug trafficking or the killings of prison guards or other inmates. What a mess, huh? Evil. Probably mostly black, too. I don't know. Maybe I'm totally wrong. I'm just totally speculating. I'm wrong. A major TSA violation. A woman tried to get through airport security with a bag full of fireworks, knives, and pepper spray. Even some replica firearms. I'm sorry. I thought this was America. You can't do that in America? What a mess. An estimated 70% of buildings are sinking in northern and central Sunny Isles, Florida, according to a recent study. Researchers said the main cause was vibrations from construction. I would think that the cause is like loose soil or sinking soil. But anyway, that can cause soil particles to compact and settle. They began this study after the 2021 partial collapse in America of a condominium building in Surfside, Florida, that killed 98 people. So it's just going crazy. And Dick Durbin's trying to act like Justice Clarence Thomas is not of high integrity. What a joke. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. That's amazing. You can get involved by calling, and there is one line open, so I want to jump in, by calling 888-777-3773. My brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. Do you love your male and female problems? Do you love your male and female problems? You're going to be surprised to find out when you get serious about knowing thyself. God, that's the only way out. How much you love your misery. You're going to say, and it won't be you, but you think that it's you. What will I be if I didn't have my misery? What will I be if I didn't have my ups and downs? What will I be if I don't fight with my wife? Or the wife, I won't fight if I don't fight with my husband. Husband, you're going to be surprised how much you love your misery. And you don't want anyone to take it away from you. What would I be if I didn't impose my misery upon others? What would I be if I didn't try to hurt others? You're going to be stunned. Amazing questions. You can get involved. I mean, if you can podcast the show, But if you're out and about and doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing. You could be Donald Trump, the great white hope. You could be on his cabinet. You could be picked for his cabinet. And while you're down at Mar-a-Lago waiting to see what happened, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast. And then when you get back to your hotel, you can watch it again. But sitting right there with the great white hope, Donald Trump, you can be listening to this show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Merry Christmas, y'all. Bond JLP Cash App. Thank you all so much for helping us to help others. And I'm glad I don't have to ask a lot of time because you have common sense. You say, you know what, let me help Jesse to help others. What, y'all? And thanks for your donation. Tax deductible, all right? It's Monday. It's the last hour for the show on Monday already. And every Monday is Let It Be Written, Let It Be Said, Let It Be Known, Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's for sure. 888-7753-773. So what I want to do right now, at least a few more calls, then I get to Super Chat and back to the calls. Tomorrow is the last day for live shows because after that, we'll be out on a break until January 2. Merry Christmas and a New Year. We'll return on the 2nd. We can't come back on the 1st because we may be too drunk. We may be up all night that night getting drunk, and we're going to want to sleep in. No, I'm playing. Let me go to Jeremy out of Canada. I mean, Jermaine, not Jeremy. My bad. Jermaine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Jermaine.
Amazing. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. I wish you well, man.
Amazing. So we chatted a couple weeks ago. So I just want to reach back to you because, my work is, I think it's now a little bit more challenging, I would say. Now I'm more content with myself. I'm just content, right? You know, when you're happy because I did forgive my mom and dad, and now I'm like, It's so different now. You have no hatred. You have no emotion. It's just,
yeah.
You're at peace, right?
Yeah.
So I'm at peace at work, and I just do my work. You know, I still interact with people, but my boss, which is my regional and the CEO, we had a chat last week, Friday. To shorten the story, they were saying, like, how I used to be when I just started. I'm 1 year in the business now. And I've just changed from night to day. So it's a very big difference in my, like, I used to laugh, you know, chatted a lot with people, but I wasn't really happy, I would say.
Now
I'm actually content. I am happy. I don't really need to interact with people to feel happy or validate each other. Because at work, I work with a lot of egotistic. I'm in sales, so it's a lot of ego. It's a lot of self-validating each other. And I don't need that. And they need it. So now they're saying I'm different. They want me to be more part of the team, more engaged. They want me to make them feel happy. And I'm like, how do I manage this now? It's like, I don't know. So that's my question to you. How would you manage that?
So is your boss telling you to be this way?
Yeah, so we did an exercise where most people in the office, like you have new people, you have older people that's been here before. So when I started, you have the older people that's been here before I started. They know me to be different. I used to be
right.
more you know, talkative, more I would laugh more, but I wasn't happy then. I thought I was, but I wasn't.
Right.
Now I'm more happy. The newer people, I still talk to people. It's just that the newer people, they see me. They didn't know me before, so they don't know who I was before. It's the people that have been here before. They had a perception of me then.
Well, now, here's what I recommend. You stay with the silent prayer. You stay present. And when you stay present, you're going to have the right attitude for the job. And though your boss is missing you stroking his ego by putting up a phony laugh, a phony agreement and all that, he'll get past that. But just don't be angry. Don't force yourself to be standoffish or anything like that. And you're going to have the right attitude. It's going to naturally happen, and it would be amazing. But you can't force yourself to do what your boss is telling you, but make sure you just stay present so you can naturally have the right attitude. And that's going to work better than putting on the phony attitude.
Yeah, because when I'm at work, like your show for me, it starts at 9, so I had my headphones on, I'm working, doing my job,
yeah.
I would talk to people, and they would have activities right after work, but I tend not to stay around, I just go home, and they're like, oh, you don't stay over anymore, you don't drink with us, I never drink, used to drink a lot, just had to have a one beer with them, but now I really don't drink.
Yeah.
So now they're like, oh, you don't stay over for work activities. And I'm like,
but that's not part of the job that you do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They say it's not mandatory, but they bring it up. So it's kind of funny because I remember a young lady, she called a while back and she was saying she used to write poem and write back Christmas card to when she got gifts, and then she stopped and then her family just turned against her. So it's just interesting when you're not a part of that crowd anymore.
Yeah.
They're really your enemy in the end of the day.
The one thing I do want to tell you, and it's for sure and without a doubt, if you're part of a crowd and then you start to break away from that crowd, whether it's family or friendships or worship or whatever ship, right? When you start to break away from that crowd and you become an individual, you can bank on it that the crowd will go after you to try to draw you back in or destroy you. Because people in a crowd are losers. They're unable to stand alone. They're afraid. And so they have to identify with the crowd because the crowd make them feel good about being wrong. And so they're going to say, oh, you used to stay to the after parties, you to do this, you do that. Just wish them well. Don't argue with them about it. Don't try to prove anything, and just continue working on your life.
Yeah. They even said, like, because I'm, like, so content and I'm just working, you know, just doing my normal thing, just working.
Yeah.
I would talk to some of the coworkers now and then, but I'm just steady focused. And I try to stay present as much as possible. That was a really eye open for me.
Yeah.
And then they would say, you look angry, like you're standoffish. And I'm like, no, I'm just content. It's really doesn't have to do anything with me. It's just their projection onto me, I find.
Right, it is. They're trying to draw the evil in them are trying to draw you back into hell. And so when they say, oh, you look like something, it's wrong. What's wrong with this? Just say, no, all is well. You don't have to say to them, no, I'm just content. Or you don't owe them any explanation. And so when your boss, if your boss should ask you, just say, all is well, it's amazing. But you don't owe anyone any explanations about anything.
Yeah. When I had the chat with my president there, he was like, how am I doing? I'm like, I'm at peace. I'm content.
Right.
Like, you couldn't understand. I didn't want to explain it to him because I'm just digging myself a bigger hole to get out of it. I'm like,
that's right. Yeah. Just say all is well, boss. No problem. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. But he was saying he couldn't understand, but he was saying he still wants me to meet them halfway. And I'm like, okay.
Well,
you said to go ahead.
Make sure you're being natural and real. And you're not like forcing yourself to be standoffish because you got to socialize. We're social beings, so you should socialize with your employees sometimes. And so just don't intentionally be standoffish. Let it happen naturally.
Okay. All right. Oh, one other thing before I let you go. It's funny because I went out on a date with this lady this weekend, actually. And it's funny. I think I had too much alcohol because it almost led to, like, sex. So it was interesting. And the Sunday when I woke up, I felt disgusted with myself. It's like when you say you don't want to have sex if it's not for kids, and before married, you were married and then sex is for kids.
Right.
It finally hit me what you meant by that, because I felt it. It's like, I don't want to do this if it's not for having kids. It's a weird feeling after.
Right on.
It was a lesson for me to see, like, the flesh is still strong, but something for me to work on. But it just shows, like, yeah.
Well, when that happened, God forbid it happened again, but if it should, don't judge it at all. It's enough to see it. And because if you make yourself feel disgusted about it or feel ashamed, you're more likely to do it again because you're getting caught up in thoughts. But if you just see, oh, that was stupid, and just let it pass, don't make a big deal, you're less likely to do it again. Have no opinion about it.
Yeah, I'm definitely less likely to do it because, I don't know, I got caught up in the thought it was because of the alcohol.
But
sure.
It's interesting how you won't get drunk with the people at work, but you get drunk with this woman you meet.
Yeah, it wasn't planned. Not
of course.
Yeah, and it was... I don't know. It just ended up happening. Then too much alcohol for sure. So I'm like, yeah, that's something I got to work on.
Amazing. Yeah, will you stay with it.
All right. Sounds good, Jesse.
Stay with it.
All right. Cheers. We'll chat. All right. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me just take George real fast out of Canada. George, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning. How are you?
All is well, George.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas to you and your staff and all the best in 2025.
Thank you, man. Merry Christmas to you as well. Thank you.
I just want to say this is my third time calling and getting through, and I'll tell you one thing. You've definitely changed my life and opened up my eyes and definitely made a better life for me and as well. Opened up my family's eyes as well. So I just want to commend you and thank you because you are the great black hope. So I thank you.
Amazing. Stay with it.
Yes, absolutely, sir. I do have one question for you.
Okay.
And this is just regarding my sons. And I know that you had said before, you know, normally you want your children out of the house at the age of 18 and be men and start living their lives. And I totally agree with that. And I was hoping my sons would do that as well, but here we are now, like at 22, 20, and 18, and they're still living at home, and things are a lot more different here in Canada in regards to housing and the cost of things. And they're you know, I mean, I can't say they're bad sons. They're not doing nothing bad, but they're not into drugs or drinking. You know, they do work and go to work every day, and they're trying, right? But my question to this is, like, I've always actually asked them to, you know, to work together, if possibly, as a collective, to try to buy something together, like a house, and then, you know, go forward by, you know, moving on from one to another and help each other out, right?
But that's a nice idea, like, yeah.
Yeah, and like, they haven't been too open and warm to that suggestion, and I'm not too sure why. I did go to my sons, and I did apologize to them for anything that I possibly could have done wrong. And my oldest and my youngest have no problems with that. And my middle one seems to be hot and cold, and he still has his mama spirit, and I don't think he realizes some of the way he carries on is like his mom, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
And I can't convince him, because I agree with you. You can't convince a person unless they see it for themselves.
Right.
But my question is, like, right now I'm in a predicament where I do have a little bit of money, and I thought about for Christmas was to give them the opportunity, like, not just give it to them, but, like, say, here's an X amount of dollars where it's a good chunk of change to put a down payment on a house as a gift. But I'm kind of second-guessing myself, and I'm just having a hard time with that decision to know if they don't want to do it on their own. I don't want to push them to do it, but then it's going to fail at the end, if that makes any sense. Do you know what I mean?
And so your question for me is what?
Is would it be okay, or do you think it's the right choice for me to say, you know, here's about, you know, $15,000, try to take that money and buy a house and work together as a down payment, and then you guys just go there and you know, own a house and you know, make payments on the mortgage, you know?
No, do not do that.
Do not do that?
Uh-uh. I recommend you not do it, because they're going to take that money and waste it. If they can't get up on them on their own and start doing it for themselves, they're just going to take advantage of the money that you give them. Are they paying rent right now to you, to live with you?
Well, my oldest has been, actually, ever since he turned 18. I told him that, and he's been paying. Yeah, absolutely. My middle one, for whatever reason, he knew that since my oldest one was, that he was going to be paying once he turned 18, and he started to pay, and then he stopped paying, and then he decided to quit his job and go to school, and never said nothing to me in regards to rent and this and that. Then all of a sudden, you know, 2 months went by. I never said nothing. I wanted to not, start bugging him about it. I wanted him to come to me about it, but he never did. So then I asked him, I said, hey, listen, what did you think was going to happen here? You're just because you're going back to school now, you think that rent is going to go away? And he says, well, no, I never said that. I go, well, you've never said nothing to me about it. You know, what are you doing? He goes, well, I don't know if I can afford that. And I was only charging him $400 a month. You know what I mean? And that's not unreasonable, right, to be honest with you.
No, that's cheap.
And yeah, exactly. And then I said to him, I go, okay, well, then you tell me something. You tell me what you can afford. You know what I mean? Because he is working part-time, and he is actually going to school, right? Because he wants to become a teacher. And I said to him, I go, well, you tell me what you can afford. And then he sat on that for like 2 or 3 days. I said, are you having a hard time doing math? I go, what can you afford? I go, why do I got to keep on coming to you and asking you about this? And then he said, $200. I said, okay, fine. So starting January, I don't want to come to you. I don't need to beg you. You know where the responsibility is. Every month, month, I want the $200. You know what I mean? But he seems to, you know, kind of sometimes begrudge me in regards to the way I deal with him, the way I talk to him. And I talk to him like I talk to the other two, but yet he has a harder time understanding it. And
well, he understands that. He's just acting angry because he wants to control you. He wants you to say no. Here's what I recommend, George. Do what you want. I would give them a notice. I would make them pay rent. And then I would give them a 6-month notice or so that they got to move, whether it be together in their own place or get their own place. But give them a notice. Don't argue about it or anything. And then once the 6 months is up, they got to go.
Okay. And I totally agree with you. I don't argue, and we don't argue at all.
Right on.
And once I see a conversation starting to go a little skewed, I just kind of back off, and that's it. Leave it the way it is. You know?
Yes.
So that's, yeah.
Yeah, but okay. Give them a notice. Be serious about it. And if they have not moved by 6 months, then they got to go. Whether they become homeless or not, they got to go.
Okay. Jesse, I never even thought about that, what you said about not giving it to them, because if they can't do it on their own desire or will or whatever, it's not going to help if I give them a hand.
It's not. They're going to take that money and waste it. Even if they tried to buy a house, they're still going to lose the house because you gave them the money rather than letting them earn it for themselves. Then they will appreciate it. People do not appreciate free stuff, no matter who it is.
All right, Jesse. All right, Jesse, do I have one more time for one more question for you?
Yes.
Okay, and this is regarding my brother. My brother is just a year younger than me, and I know you said you can't help anyone, and God won't even save someone else if they want to go on their own path of destruction.
Right.
I got a phone call yesterday from his girlfriend, and it seems like he's back into like the binge drinking and the drugs and steroids and a whole bunch of kind of things that I never even knew about. But every time I talk to him, he always paints this perfect picture that everything's fine and everything's great and he's doing well. But I don't even know I don't have any kind of desire to even help him. I told her yesterday, I said, you need to stop playing like his mama.
Yeah.
And I know you want to save him, but you can't save him because if he doesn't want to save himself, no one's going to be able to save him.
Yeah.
And I said, you need to leave him and whatever happens, happens. If he ends up in jail, if he ends up dead, I don't want that to happen, but that's where he's got to hit rock bottom. Do you kind of agree with that?
100%. 100%. And if you try to help him, he'll end up destroying you.
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah, I know.
No, wish him well and tell that woman to stop bugging you about it. There's nothing you can do about it. She got to, if she doesn't like what's happening, she needs to get out of there and do what she needs to do, but there's nothing you can do about it. Just wish your brother well, but stay away from him. Otherwise, he will destroy you.
All right, Jesse.
He will bring all that.
Thank you very much.
He'll bring all that mess into your life.
No, I know. It's happened in the past, you know, 20 years ago plus,
yeah.
And I helped him, and I stopped, and that's why okay.
We got to learn to leave everybody, including family members or whatever, leave them in their hell, and when they're ready to come out of it, they will, but until they're ready, there's nothing you can do about it. Just wish them well. Let them cry out in pain to the Father, and the Father will help them, God, if they want help.
Okay. All right, Jesse, thank you very much, sir. God bless you guys, and thank you, and once again, Merry Christmas, and I wish you guys all the best.
Right on. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Okay. I love you, Jesse.
Love you too, buddy. Okay.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye.
Oh, amazing. Merry Christmas, y'all. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk, Tony says, God first, America first, family first, in that order. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Ho, ho, ho.
Happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas and thanks.
Lori bought a coffee. Hello, Jesse. One of the best things I've learned this year is that anger isn't really mine.
Nope.
I've been in an illusion and possessed. Christ bought me back. It's done. I have no problems. They're just in my imagination. God will get me through any situation. That takes my fears away as well. Thank you, guys. You've helped tremendously. I will stay with it.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Merry Christmas.
Tony nice. Bought another coffee. Hi, Jesse. It's 2 degrees in Wilkes-Barre, Northeast
Ooh.
Pennsylvania, PA. I'm thinking I'm going to take my high boy e-scooter out for a ride. She's a beaut. 18-mile range, 18 miles an hour, power brakes. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. I wish you well in all that cold snow. I love the heat. I am not a fan of cold weather. That's for sure. Merry Christmas. Have fun. Thank you.
Joseph Ali asks,
ask,
where do you think of these questions? The biblical questions?
Oh, they come from everywhere. Sometimes I'll be listening to someone speak or talk about something. I can get it from there. Or I could be reading something. Or just something I want to know, what about this or that? So they just kind of come from all over the place, different people. The last question was from Roseanne. I was having she texted me, well, Jesse, did you find God or did God find you? That came from her. And then the question about last week's question, I forgot where that came from. But all over the place, man. All over the place. Thank you.
Nick, you bought 5 coffees. This year's theme was want for nothing. I've let go of my lifelong dream of being a mother, a dream that helped me endure life when I was very young. Now I see it as an ego projection. I feel lost, but also a sense of newfound freedom.
Right on. Stay with it. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Amazing. Stay with it.
CLC asks on Twitch.
Ask!
Jesse, do you believe in dispensationalism?
Who?
Dispensationalism.
I never met him.
From what I hear, it means the Old Testament barely matters anymore. But all the arguments against that are dumb, in my opinion.
Well, I do know that the Old Testament is finished. It's done. And we now have the New Testament. And I do know that in the fallen state, most people still live the Old Testament because they refuse to accept that straight and narrow path. It's been done, it's been finished, and there's no reason to live that way anymore. Christ came and brought a new reality into the world, a new world. I know that. But I ain't never met nobody named Dispensation. You ever heard that?
I've heard of dispensationalism, but I don't know what it... I've never known what it meant.
Yeah, me either. And are those rocks in your socks?
Oh, yeah. I got...
Somebody sent you a sock full of rocks.
Yeah, I got coal in my... I got coal from one of my flat earth friends. It's real coal, too.
Oh, it's a flat earther?
Yeah, a flat earther sent... flat earther sent me coal in my stocking.
And that's supposed to be more proof that the earth is flat.
Proof them that I was bad, naughty this year.
Oh.
Because Santa gave me a stocking full of coal.
What the?
That's some serious coal, too.
Thank you for your super chat. Let me take a quick break, and we'll come back and finish up on us. The treasure chest is now open on D-Line. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Georgia, Georgia on my mind. Georgia, that sweet old Georgia, Georgia on my mind. Amazing. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair? And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. E Black! Amazing! Joel Friday! And then at 2 p.m., a brand new episode on Punchy TV. It is an amazing episode. Watch this.
I definitely don't agree that you have to be successful at everything you do.
Do you think that family is success?
I think that people have family that is not successful.
Family sexy just means you are weak to a woman. Right, right. That's what we know about you.
Right.
Like, we don't know much, but we know that.
I feel like family can be successful if you can bring all your family to Christ.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a 9 or a 10.
Okay.
A gorgeous, perfect person is an 8.
God have mercy upon us.
What do you say when you say you see a 10?
I just say,
fine. How do y'all see the Kardashians? I just want
to. It's not supposed to be that firm, my friend. We're not supposed to feel like that.
We're not talking about looks.
Derek's too young to know the magic of plastic surgery and makeup.
I mean, hey, I'm not against it, but it helps.
Oh, baby. Kim is a striking beauty. She before and after she was a 10. But it was there's some weird exaggeration stuff going on that I don't like. It's like excess. I'm not black.
Amazing. Punchin TV on YouTube and Punchin.tv at 2 p.m. today. And then at 4, the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby. Are you flying today? No, not today?
No.
You don't fly no more?
No.
Well, beta.
I got to.
Maybe later, right?
Maybe later?
Maybe another day down the road.
He might fly.
I thought he was just not set up right now.
Well, you speaking for him, Mama?
I overheard him say that last time you talked to him about this.
But he might not want you to tell it now.
No, this is exactly what's happening.
Like, he doesn't know.
No, this is what's happening.
What?
I've said this multiple times.
I have bits of coal on my seat.
Somebody said you can go. So American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Not flying, but still high. Of natural energy given to him by God. Not pot, not fentanyl, not STD, but natural energy.
STD energy.
Given to him by God. And, hey, one last thing.
Yep.
Somebody gave you a sock of coal. Is it the kind that you make oil or fire with?
This is the kind... I don't know if you could make... This is the kind that you make electricity from.
Oh.
Coal.
Amazing.
Energy from coal.
Okay, nice.
Somebody died, got black lung.
So you had...
To give me a stocking full of coal because I was naughty.
They died?
People die in the coal mines.
Oh.
I hear.
And then they also gave you a spitting cup.
I do have a... Well, this is not a spitting cup. This is just a cup for... It says CSA, which makes me think it might be the Confederate States of America.
Oh. And they the same person sent you the coal, sauce of coal, sent you that too?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to spit the coals in there?
No, I'm supposed to leave milk out for Santa Claus.
Oh. You got your work cut out.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it?
No.
Brain. Amazing. Let's just finish up on those super chats we started with.
Okay.
And then I'll get to the call.
Super chats.
Super, super.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. David bought a coffee. Talk about being possessed. Look up so-and-so on YouTube. Happened right down the road from my house in a county where there's more dollar stores than cops.
Amazing. Thank you.
And it's about some woman who committed a crazy crime, I think, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Kentucky woman accused of murdering, dismembering mother's body. Something like that.
Amazing.
Torrelina Fields. Well, thank you for the tip.
Yeah, thank you.
Cesar, three coffees, and you told Harpo
you
to be
gonna
me.
Love me. You love me. You gonna love me. Amazing.
He says, instead of you're going to love me, he says, told Harpo to beat me. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Thank you. You told Harpo to beat me. All my life, I've been beat by men. My daddy, my brothers, my uncles. I ain't going to take it no more. What the?
David on Cash App, keep opening eyes, my brother.
Thank you, David, and thanks for helping us to do that. Thank you.
Daniel, who just got on air.
Daniel in the Lion's Den.
Before he got on air, he said, Taylor's BF here, boyfriend. Let me call in, darn it. Laughing face emoji with tears.
Well, he got in, right on.
Urinal Chills on Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble.
Says, hold up. Hake ain't black. Because I said I'm not black.
He's not. He thinks he is, but he's not.
Indeed.
Amazing.
Lori bought our coffee. I said that on Punchy TV. Lori bought our coffee. And then I got a side eye.
I know.
I didn't know I got a side eye. I wonder if that was edited in.
From there. There, like, what the?
Lori says, biblical question answer.
Do you love your male and female problems?
She says, I've been reflecting on my so-called problems. I did love them so much that I was creating problems repeatedly. Now I know not to judge situations as good or bad. Just stay present with God and see all as well. It's all illusions, really.
Right on. Stay with it. Right on.
Derek in Nashville, 15 coffees.
Thank you, Derek. That's amazing.
In response to the precocious young man at church, I can prove Santa is real. Every year I make homemade shortbread cookies that are so good, and they might just make you want to slap your mama. I leave him out with a little note for Santa, and he likes them so much he always leaves me a little coal to help me stay warm through the winter. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. I wonder what that kid think now.
Yeah. I rest my case. Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
I remember when my grandmother used to bake those cookies and leave them out for Santa. And the next day, they were gone, and we knew Santa had taken them. Amazing. Merry Christmas. I'm going to make sure the little kid hear that, I think.
Yes.
You need to know.
If Santa isn't the one eating my cookies and bringing the coal, who is?
Who is? Amazing. Thank you.
Ryan bought three coffees towards the grant. Merry Christmas, JLP and crew. I miss you guys already.
Right on. Thank you, Ryan. We miss you. And thank for your support. Amazing.
Hokage C bought a coffee. I turned 42 this year. Feel like it's all over now. Like I got 10 years left or something, LOL. And feel beta about it sometimes. Any advice? Merry Christmas, everyone.
Don't even think about it. It's just a number. In God's eyes, one day is 1,000 years. So imagine how old you must really be. Don't even think about it. You're not your age. You're not your body. You're not time or any of those things. Just live your life, and it'll be amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is... Oh, let me shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew. Games for Rec, Misty, Kilo Alpha Tango, Grandpa Daryl, and the rest of the supporters. Thank you, guys, as always. And that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. You have a guest host today. Co-host today.
Yeah, Big Bump.
Big Bump.
That's right.
Big Bump is black. Y'all might not know that. Those of you seen, but he's smart. He doesn't look like it, but he is smart.
That's right.
And I think the fat people hate him.
Right.
The people who are fat. And I noticed that a lot of times when he's on Hake, the people that are supposed to be all with fat, they attack him. because they hate the truth. What the? It's amazing that fact and truth don't get along. What the?
What happened to your bond thing? It's like flipped upside down.
Right here. Oh, here. Oh. Amazing. Yeah, you're all rough with it. I was all
gingerly.
Amazing. Let me go to first time caller out of Michigan, Dalton. Dalton, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Jesse. Let me just take you off my headphones really quick.
Amazing.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, it's nice to finally talk to you. I just wanted to let you know that I forgave my mother the other day, and I want to just let you know to have a Merry Christmas.
Right on. What did your mother say when you went to her?
Well, I've been wanting to do it for a while, but I've been shaking in my boots. But like you said, you better do it before we croak. So I went there, and she said that she forgives me, too.
And did you tell her that there was nothing to forgive you for? She screwed you up. You didn't screw her up.
Exactly, and I knew that, but she just, I feel like she just wouldn't even really know, and like you said, words, like humans' relationship with words, we really don't even know what we're trying to do, so I just forgave her, and I just accepted that she said she forgave me.
Right on, man. That's amazing. And how about your father?
Oh, my dad knows. He's kind of awakening, and I told him that I forgave him, too.
Right on. Will you stay with it? Are you doing the silent prayer?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of what I was going to call and ask you about. Sometimes I want to do it, but you know how Satan kind of gets you to question yourself, and
yep.
Like you said, confidence is of God, and there's a lot of time the devil plays with me. Like, I've been smoking pot since I was 13 years old, and I'm 25 now, but I've been trying to stop, but the devil will play with you and make you think that what you're doing is wrong and all that stuff, but you just got to not listen.
You just what?
I'm sorry. I honestly, the pot got to me. What is it you asked me? I honestly forgot.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah, sometimes I do the silent prayer, but and it works, but just I don't really know for how long to do it.
Well, here's what I recommend. Don't listen to what the devil tell you about smoking pot or how long you've been doing it or anything. Evil spirits does not want you to be still and let God take over your life. And so he's trying to talk you out of it. You do the silent prayer anyway. Try to stay away from the pot. But if you got to smoke the pot, be aware why you're smoking the pot. Don't go unconscious. And the spirit of the Father will take that away from you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hear you say that all the time in my head, and I know that. Oh, and another thing about forgiving my mother, and it's like the devil was trying to make me feel like it's, just going to be some big spiritual thing, and like I felt like if I forgave her, and then let's say a few days later, if I was angry at her, that, you know, it wouldn't be worth it. So what's the point of forgiving? But it's kind of like every single moment is a spiritual battle.
Absolutely. And all you have to do, when the thoughts come that you're angry or you feel that emotion of anger, just watch it. Do nothing about it. Don't call it you. And I'm telling you, it will be, because it's just thoughts that bring on feelings. It's not even real. And it will be taken away. You'll be fine. You just stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Okay, I will. And I'll call you again. Man, I was on hold for a long time. I had to get back to work, but it's
okay.
No big deal. But,
all right.
I'll call you again, and you and James Hank and the Anchor Baby and your son Joel. No, I'm just kidding. You guys all have a good Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. And call me again. You stay with it, though, all right?
I will. I'll call again.
Okay.
And, I'll call again. I don't want to take too much of your time, but you guys have a Merry Christmas.
All right, buddy. You too.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Jacob. Out of first time caller out of Australia, heard around the world. Jacob, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
G'day, big fella. How's it going?
Hey, Jacob. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, mate. Very happy to speak to you. I've been watching you for about a year.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a quick question. I don't know how you throw it. All the blokes that keep calling up all sound like these sit down to pee, mate. They're all girl blouses.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you say. Say it.
All the blokes that call up sound like they sit down to pee. They're all like wussy.
All the blokes that call up?
Yeah, the blokes.
He said bloke, just bloke.
The men.
Oh, what about them?
Oh, they all sound like girls, mate.
They sound like girls?
Yeah. Oh, they all complain. They all complain, mate.
Oh, well, they're working on themselves. A lot of them are working on themselves because they don't understand they got to forgive. They got to drop that anger so that they can stop thinking and feeling like a woman. So they're working on it.
Okay, fair enough.
Have you dropped your anger?
Oh, mate, I don't have anger, son.
Right on. Amazing.
No. I don't know. I don't know. Sorry, I'm hard to understand.
Okay, no problem, man. No problem. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, no. I just want to let you know we're listening here in Australia, son.
All the way in Australia. I totally appreciate that, man. And do you guys celebrate Christmas over there?
Yeah. You just get shit-faced, drink like 20 beers.
Oh, amazing. Well, Merry Christmas, Jacob, and call me again.
No worries. You have a good one, big fella.
You too, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Mike.
Okay. Thank you, mate. I like that. Why are you here, Jay McGann?
Just in case.
Oh. Huh?
A couple more
super stuff. Oh, you do? Let me go quickly to Trey out of New Jersey. Trey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Can you hear me well?
Hey, Trey. Merry Christmas.
Hey, happy holidays.
Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Thank you.
Great. Great. We spoke in the past. You probably don't remember, but that's totally fine.
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
You're right. I forget a lot of stuff, too. All right. So, hey, question. Now, I hear a lot of conversations about, like, women and makeup, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So is wearing a makeup, like, a lie? Would you consider that to be a lie? You know, let's say you're out on a date with a girl. Or you meet a girl and she looks good, but then you see her with another, like a different look, a whole different look, and it's all because of the dang makeup. Is she lying? I feel like you're lying to me because it's not who you are.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with her doing it if she doesn't overly does it, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's the problem is when they overdo it, and
right.
Trying to, you know, they pretend that they're different than what they really are. But a woman is supposed to have beautiful hair, nice body, nice hair and all that, and look attractive for men. Wear earrings and look good. So because she's trying to draw the attention to the man, and she draw the attention with her beauty. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that in America today, because women are so unhappy and men are so weak, they're overly doing it because they're trying to get the attention to the man, but they're overly doing it.
Right, yeah. Like, I don't mind the splash of makeup, like, a little bit. Like a little hint. Yeah. It's okay, it's fine.
Absolutely.
But, I had met this girl and we hung out in the past, and she was a white girl, by the way.
And are you black?
Very, very.
She white. Where are the white girls?
They're at the party. So hold up. So when I first met her, she seemed cool. She seemed nice and everything, which is a natural flow. Nothing forced. It's a natural flow, right?
Yeah.
And then I invited her to my friend's cookout, and when she came, she was orange. And I said, "What the?" Like, the makeup was that heavy that she turned orange, Jesse. And then, like, her neck was white, but her face was orange. And I'm like, oh, man, this is a no.
Yeah.
And then so I kind of had to cut that off. Because it just seemed like you're overdoing it. You're not being yourself.
Yeah.
And it felt like you're lying. Like, you know, when I think of makeup, I think, like, okay, the flesh is cool, but you're putting a whole bunch on. Now you're lying about
absolutely.
How you look.
Yeah.
And you know. Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, they should do it if they want to do it. The natural look is always better, of course. But if they want to put on a little touch of makeup, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. As long as they don't overly do it. I remember when I was growing up in Alabama, and I dated a lot, and I used to love the natural look that the women had, because at that time they weren't as insecure and angry as they are today. And so they have a natural beauty, which would work for them better than the fake beauty.
Mm-hmm. And I admire natural beauty.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, absolutely. Trey, because of time, I got to run. Call me again. Very interesting question, man.
Oh, man. All right,
Jesse. Do you date black women, too, or just white women?
I'm not that black guy who only dates white girls. No, I date all women based off like good character.
Oh, okay.
I prefer black women though. But I'll date all women though.
All right on. Amazing. Perfect. Rainbow Coalition.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jesse.
Thank you, buddy. All right, Merry Christmas. Here. All right. Mm-hmm. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Mo Betta stand up gave a ninja sled. Big Bump is good to listen to.
Sure. Is.
Thanks for the great show, Jesse.
Thank you. Thanks for your support. And Big Bump is going to be guest hosting with Hake right now. Big Bump, you don't want to miss it. He's always got something new, and it's amazing. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Cornerstone over on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
And Wendy87, I have watched Jesse on podcasts previously. She's on Rumble. And just finished watching on Roseanne. It was profound. Watching from South Africa.
All the way from Mommy Africa. Thank you. And check out Roseanne's show, y'all, on YouTube and Rumble and I think Rumble.
Yep.
And all that. It was an amazing discussion she and I had together. It was amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Roseanne Barr and Paul. Thank you all so much for your support. Listen, Merry Christmas. Tomorrow is our last day for this year. We're just going to have fun. Get on that straight and narrow, folks. Christ came that we all should have peace. Peace. And if you don't have the peace, there's something wrong with you. You should have peace. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't because, oh, I'm a human being. Nobody have peace. That's a lie. You were created to have peace, not to be miserable. All right? So forgive your mothers, forgive your fathers. Do the silent prayer and stay present. Work on you. You and nobody else but you. All right? Go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Rick out of Hampton. Nachi out of first time call out of Sweet Home, Alabama. And Rich out of Florida, and somebody from Canada just dropped. I'm out of time. I don't know what happened, but it did. Merry Christmas. Thank you all for your super chats and your support and everything, all right? Check out the merch, 15% off this entire month. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. Bond merch! Merry Christmas, y'all. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Country and Western Tuesday. Hake is coming up now, along with Big Bump. Take care. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.